8:20 on the morning show on this Wednesday. Welcome back. It is week 18 of Connecticut Business Now, our Wednesday morning interview with our partner and Big CT.biz founder Kathleen Crispino. And today's guest, Jake Yankus. Jake is second generation representing JJS Tree and Lawn Service.
And let's do a special thank you to Superior Network of Companies in Southington, Norwich, South Windsor, Bridgeport, Avon, Cheshire, for supporting Intercom and BigCT.biz in our partnership to amplify the voice of the business owners and nonprofit directors throughout Connecticut.
All right, we always like to welcome back our partner and founder of the Business Innovation Gateway of Connecticut, Kathleen Crispino. Good morning.
Good morning, Connecticut.
And our special guest is Jake Yankus, who, have we told you, is a second generation at JJS Tree and Lawn Service here in Central Connecticut. Jake, welcome. Where exactly are you based out of?
We're out of Wilkett, Connecticut.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Thank you for having me. Well,
that's tree country. We know that.
It is tree country.
Let's talk for a minute, Kathleen. We've had a variety of people on the 18 shows, but why did you pick Jake? What was the reason?
Thanks, Ray. Jake represents Connecticut's second generation working to carry on his family business, yet forced to answer some of the hard questions. And he's making decisions between entrepreneurship and medical benefits, investing in employees or equipment and technology. He's deciding to grow or stay small because growing means he's going to take on the costly administration, HR duties and regulations, higher unemployment taxes, liability insurance, and of course, that incoming killer $15 an hour minimum wage that just isn't feasible for the small companies. Jake ultimately was actually forced to take a full-time job as a firefighter on top of his full-time job in the family business just to get affordable medical benefits.
Jake, you're the poster child for entrepreneurship in CT, Connecticut. Your dad started the business, so you kind of inherited this. There were a few guys back in, 1986. You came in, started to grow it, and you said, wait a minute, I think I'll downsize and remain a little bit smaller. Why is that?
Thanks, Ray. The business did well for 21 years. I started working full-time with my father back in 2007 when I graduated. Then my brother had come on in about 2010, 2011 when he graduated as well. We were growing pretty quickly, but ultimately we decided to scale it back so we didn't need to add any additional overhead, employees, and operating costs like that would make us almost unable to operate.
Kind of goes back to that $15 Kathleen was talking about, and that's just part of it. I understand why you're doing this. Why do you think that being a business owner, let's say back then when your dad started it and you got into it, was it easier then than it is now?
I'd say it was, and I'm sure he'd say the same thing. Back in the day, there's less regulations. It was easier to find good help. And my dad would always tell me, if you need more business, you had to add the newspaper, put out some flyers, dropped a brochure in the mail, or even put an ad in those big yellow books that used to come.
What are those?
The doorstops.
So anyway, now what are you doing? I mean, obviously then maybe it was simpler. There's more stuff involved now, is there not, Jake?
Absolutely. I mean, taxes are ridiculous. There's property and use tax, income tax, unemployment taxes, Social Security taxes, special gas taxes, and now the tolls that are upcoming. It just doesn't seem to end.
What about other things? It doesn't sound like that's it.
No, not at all. The regulations now more than ever. Our insurance premiums in Connecticut went through the roof to do tree work and pesticide applications. I've got a degree in horticulture, state supervisory pesticide license. That coupled with workers' comp liability, which doubled this last year. And then we're required to have additional riders. We have a rider for tree. We have a rider for pesticides, a rider for snow. Small business basically works for customers and taxes.
Well, it's so regulated in the state. I don't think people understand just how much you have to go through to do what you do.
Do people on the outside understand what it takes?
Do people understand what it takes to run your business?
I don't think they have any idea of the operating costs, the overhead, and just the requirements.
And you're on the line. That's
you.
Yeah,
owner-operator.
Yeah. So you're talking about your dad, sending out flyers and buying a newspaper ad and all that stuff. But I think it is different now that we have the internet, right?
Absolutely. The internet, it's got millions of websites, news feeds, social media platforms. But it almost makes it near impossible to be found. It's all out there. But it's not in a usable platform that's easily searched and simple to find local businesses, events, nonprofits.
Until now.
They allow anybody with a pickup truck to be a landscaper and buy an ad and call themselves a company, and nobody knows. And it destroys small, legitimate businesses and leaves the consumers on the other end at great risk to be scammed.
Are more people trying to get into the business?
Absolutely. I mean, you see new
companies every day. After the snowstorms, I see trucks out there all the time now, trimming back from wires and all that.
Right.
It's a good time to be in the business, but it's a risky business. It really is.
Absolutely.
Especially the guys who work for you.
Kathleen, right. JJS was an early supporter of the Business Innovation Gateway technology solution for Connecticut. What exactly will you do for JJS and other businesses like them that's not being done elsewhere?
More than anything, they're going to get a platform. They're going to be able to be on a platform that is...
on the internet.
On the internet, but it's more of an intranet, and it's going to be nonprofit managed, locally verified. It's free to list in, so you're really gonna have the opportunity to save money that you would normally spend on marketing and stuff like that. So you're really gonna, you know, it's a free platform that will put a lot more money back in the small business's pocket, and it actually will protect the customers.
Jake, what do you want to say about Big CT?
We're on board. We get more people to join us, and together we'll grow the businesses and help our industry associations, chambers, and our government agencies get the answers and data they need to help our state directly from us.
Kathleen, tell us what we need to know besides listening to us here. How do we get involved with all this and, you know, join Jake and everybody else?
Please, everybody, just get on board. Go to bigct.biz/register. You just register in. It's absolutely free to get on board, and the more people, the more power our voice has.
All right. Sounds good, Kathleen. Jake, thanks for being with us today. Jake, good luck with the business.
All right. Thanks for having us.
And remember, you must register to be found, okay? And who knows? Our next guest could be you.
Very right. Okay. That wraps up another great segment of CT Business Now. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday morning at 8:20 a.m. for the next segment of Connecticut Business Now. And in the meantime, make sure your favorite businesses register to be in the 2020 CT First directory. Tell them to register at bigct.biz/register. Don't forget, if you miss any of our weekly segments, you can always catch them online at wtic.com/business. All right. 8:28, time for a check of the Wednesday morning ride to work. We are checking in with Mike Allen in the Brown Payne Dearest and Scott Traffic Center. Michael?